Am I starting now?
Yes.
Anytime?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Okay, it's Carmen. All right, welcome back to the second meeting. And we had a productive last 30 minutes. I'll be taking minutes on this one and being hooked up to the PowerPoint for this meeting isn't very necessary for myself because it'll be more about what you guys are bringing to the meeting today. So, the first presentation we'll be looking at is Poppy's presentation. Take it away, Poppy.
Okay.
It's plugged in, so
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, I'll take this time just to apologize. I only receive my emails later on because I was too busy carried away doing my own thing, which is not obviously not a very good part of the teamwork thing, but there we go. So I was looking at how we're going to go about the work on design and what we actually need to do and what the remote control needs to do, and it needs to allow a person to have a portable device so they can control the television from wherever they are. They don't need to actually manually touch the television set. So it gives them much more flexibility and allows them to be where they want to be. On a functional side of things, we found out that, well, from a previous meeting, we decided that there are certain points that will make our product unique. One is the visibility in the dark, which was Genevieve's idea. So we need to think about how we could bring this in technically, and we could use illuminated buttons, which we're all familiar with when we're using a mobile phone or something familiar. It automatically lights up at first touch, or we could use fluorescent materials, which would just take in the light during the day, and then as soon as they go off, they would glow in the dark. Also, we could use an alarm. So if we lost the remote control, perhaps there could be a button on the television set itself which you could press, and the alarm from the handset would sound where it was, hopefully in the room, maybe behind a cushion or somewhere. So that would work. Oh, go back there. Another thing I think we missed out on the last meeting was the fact that we should consider the environmental impact of our design. From previous research, as I've carried out on other projects, we learned about smart materials where specific alloys of metals have a shape memory, so they can be heated and cooled, and they change the shape of the metal. So, for example, a screw that's holding something together could expand and it would force all the components apart. So, the benefits of this for our product would be that when it came to the end of its product life, if it was heated, everything would spring apart. So, all the individual components could be easily separated, and then some could be reused, some could be recycled. And I think that would be very important for products now, especially because there's so much responsibility for all the companies who are coming up with new designs, because we all know that our resources are being limited and we have to be very environmentally conscious.
Okay. I have one question.
Yeah.
This self-destructible metal, it allows for recycling materials so that
shape memory alloy, and that's the part that would allow all the other parts to be separated at the end. I mean, the user would return the product to the company because it's the product's responsibility to get rid of what they've made. And then the company could then just make use of this shape memory alloys to split up the components and
Yeah.
then either reuse some bits and other bits which are obviously going to wear out with time or not usable. They might be like be able to put it in scrap metal or something like the case. If it's scratched or something, you wouldn't want to reuse it, but you might be able to melt it down and reuse it again somewhere else.
Would we be the company that would break down these or metals, or would
You
we
could we could probably
treat them for
employ a side company or something to do that for us, but it would be our responsibility to get that done and to dispose of the products that we made for a certain percentage at least, not 100%.
This sounds like a really great idea. One thing we have to consider is our 100% turnover goal that we have for our financial sector. So we'll have to investigate how much that will cost us, cost the company, because it sounds very labor intensive. We'll have to hire a number of people, and it might be more expensive.
Well, the fact of the shape memory alloys is that they don't need to be manually deconstructed. Like, you don't have to individually unscrew all the screws. Because of this, their properties are smart material. All you need is just the heat, so they self-destruct themselves.
All right.
So
So
I
we'll have
suppose
to
it does
investigate
need
the
like high
financial implications.
contact, the high quality machinery, very specific machinery.
I like the environmental approach. We'll have to see if that can meet our financial goals as well.
Also, there are some components. This will be how it will actually work, but I haven't put this plan together yet.
I'm sorry,
Yeah.
could you
Sorry, should I go
could
back?
I
This would actually show the circuit diagram, although I haven't come up with the final circuit yet.
Okay.
So I just would put all those components in.
So those are what will construct the remote.
Yeah, it just shows what sort of energy source. It could be a battery, like rechargeable probably. And yeah, well, how the infrared will actually be sent through the chip to be received by the chip on television set itself.
All right, great.
Okay. So now is it F8 again to escape or
And the next presenter will be Tara.
Function F8.
Function F8, it's the one at the top.
That looks right.
I'm the user, user interface designer. The technical functions design of the apparatus is the effect the apparatus should have. In this case, it's the function of the remote control, which is to send messages to the television set. By taking inspiration from other similar designs, we'll try and come up with an original trendy remote control, which is sellable international. There are two functional design options: a multifunctional remote control, which can be used for several entertainment devices, and a single function remote control used specifically for the television.
Sorry, was that last one multifunctional and
Sorry, a single function.
Oh, I see.
Multifunction controls can be difficult to use as the multitude of buttons can be confusing. A single function remote control is simpler to use, but it means you have to have other remote controls for your other entertainment devices. I think that a single function remote control would be preferable because it's easier to use. It'd be more compatible with the range of television sets, making it more internationally sellable. It will make an original design more obtainable as we have less functional necessities to include in the design, and it would be more profitable as it would be more simplistic and less functions would have to be included. So it would be cheaper to make and probably more sellable just because it's more compatible with a wider range of devices. Does anyone have any questions?
So as far as we know, a single function television remote control is usable internationally.
Well, it's just that when we're creating it, we have to make it compatible with different brands of devices.
Right.
And it would be easier to make it compatible with just different brands of television devices rather than
DVDs and VCR. Okay. I think I agree with the single design thing for now because we're trying to do so much that if we're trying to make a unique, user-friendly, da da da, and it's also multifunctional, we're gonna go over budget for one thing.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's true.
And with this, we'll have more room in the budget probably to make a more original design.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have more money to go into the design side of it.
Okay.
Are you ready for your presentation?
Yes, I am. Oh, I'm not hooked up, but other than that, completely ready. Oh, I just lost my microphone. Just a moment. Okay, so I'll be discussing the functional requirements of this remote control. And I'll give you a little briefing on what that means exactly. If you'll remember from the email we got before our very first kickoff meeting with the coffee machine, the functional requirements of that was to produce hot coffee quickly. So what I'll be talking about now is the equivalent for remote control. So basically what needs and desires are to be fulfilled. I've done some marketing research, a lot of interviews with remote control users, and some internet research. And I'll show you my findings. Oh, and firstly, I wanted to remind you about our company motto and purpose. So we believe in providing international market with fashionable products. Hence our motto, we put the fashion in electronics. So I think that should be our priority here. And we should also be looking to trends in clothing and interior design, not just in electronic fashion, so that it's something that fits in the household.
I'm sorry, was that last thing that you just said?
We should be looking towards trends in both clothing and interior design.
Mm-hmm.
Any trends that are going on in the public, even media, you know, who's famous, what TV shows are being watched, to influence our remote control. Okay, so the findings. 75% of users of remote controls find them ugly, which is quite a significant number. The other 25% didn't specify if they loved them or found them, you know, neutral. 80% of users would spend more money when a remote control would look fancy. Current remote controls do not match well the operating behavior of the user. Yeah, they're willing to spend money on a remote control with personality, as opposed to your basic, you know, oval, black, all same size button remote control. So it is something that people care about. It's not ignored in the household. 75% of remote control users said that they zap a lot, zapping meaning they go through channels a lot. They're, you know, thumb masters. And 50% of users say they only use 10% of the buttons. That a very small amount. Thought that was interesting. Yes. And actually, to go with that, I'm going to give you some statistics on the relevancy of each of the buttons, how much they're used, and how important the users find them. So the power button, obviously, in an hour is only used once. Hopefully the person's not turning on and off the TV. But the relevance of that button is 9 out of 10. So people want to be able to turn on the TV with a remote control, as opposed to signing up and turning on the television set. Channel selection is used 168 times on average per hour. That's a huge amount. This is the most important button. So obviously when commercials come on, they're changing it. So as you said, we want a durable button that's not going to run down. Relevance of that button our users found was 10 out of 10. Ditto for volume selection, it's a 10 out of 10, and it's used on average 4 times an hour. Not as much as channel selection, but still significant. Audio settings is used on average 0.8 times an hour. Relevance is 2. Screen settings, which means brightness, color, etc., 0.5 times an hour, and relevance of 1.5. We're getting to specific statistics here. Teletext. Now, I'm not too clear on what that is. I don't know if you can help me. Flipping pages. Is that... So like a running banner underneath... Okay. Okay. Like tells you the weather and okay. Right. All right. Well, I guess I'm not with it because I wasn't. But it's being used 14 times an hour. And has a high relevance of 6.5, so it looks like something that we're going to want to do some research on and include on our remote control. Channel settings, 0.01 times an hour, relevance of 3. Channel settings. Changing the channels? Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So it's not used very often, but people still find it relevant. Okay. Biggest frustrations of the people that we interviewed. Remote controls are often lost somewhere. So that was already discussed by Poppy, how we can have an alarm system so that people can find it. Takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. So it should be very user-friendly, you know, people know what to do very quickly. Remote controls are bad for RSI. Ah, is that what it is? People with arthritis and such? Maybe our designers can look into that. Buttons that don't require, you know, very firm pushing if they respond. But we'll have to also avoid, you know, buttons responding to the slightest touch as well. That's a problem. Okay, did you guys get that one down? Okay, here's some ideas for you. A large percentage of the public would pay for voice recognition on the remote controls. So I'll show you some numbers here. So the youngest age group, 15 to 25, 91.2% said that they would pay extra money to have voice recognition included on the remote control. You can see that number decreases a bit with interestingly enough, 25 to 35 is the lowest amount that would are willing to pay extra. So I guess we're gonna have to figure out what age group we're targeting and if voice recognition is something we want to look into and if we have the budget for it. If we are targeting young adults, it looks like something that would pay off, seeing as 90%, over 90% would pay for it.
Well, I agree with if we're targeting young adults, then it would be something we should look into.
Mm-hmm. So that's a whole other field of research. I don't know if it'd be if you'd still have a remote or if you're talking to your television and saying change channel, and depending on how many members you have in a household. So it may be too complicated for us, but it's something to keep in mind anyway. Right.
We need to decide if that is our intention, is it a simplistic design. Because if it is, then I think voice activated.
It looks like.
And that would sort of negate the whole remote control thing.
Mm-hmm.
People can activate the television with their voice.
It'd be like the ultimate remote. Okay, and the last thing here was an LCD screen. So, I mean, voice recognition might be a little too extreme for us, not practical. An LCD screen, though, might be something that, you know, you could shift through pages, kind of the way this PowerPoint is working, so that you don't have so many buttons to deal with.
I don't know what an LCD screen is.
Oh, sorry, just the screen, like a computer screen. So, or like, yeah, like an alarm clock. You'd have an LCD versus just a normal clock. Oh, just like an electronic screen, as opposed to just buttons. There'd be like a little, like on the top of a cell phone, the little LCD screen. No, I don't know what exactly we put on there. I guess the channel that you're on, the volume setting. I guess that's something we can all take back to our respective research. And finally, my personal preferences and thoughts. I think our priority really should be unique design. We want something that people want in their home. Every remote control looks the same, so in my opinion, it should be user-friendly and unique. So the other stuff might be a little too gadgety for some people. Myself, voice recognition kind of scares me off. So if we're aiming to make this an international universally accepted product, and for all the other thing is age market. I mean, if we wanted to concentrate on 50 to 25 year olds, we could go with the fancy stuff. But if we want to make 50 million and have everyone want this remote control, we should maybe stick to the basics. Right. And we have to keep in mind the reliability of our research. I mean, you know, a 16-year-old boy would say, yeah, I'd pay extra for voice recognition until they realize that's 3 months allowance. So I think the older generations we should be catering to a bit more. Yeah. Okay, that's it for the market research.
Okay. Before we go into more discussion on what this design should look like, I received some information from the management that will affect some of our decisions. For one thing, because having controls with DVD, VCR, that sort of thing, would really
Yeah, maybe we can do the. There you go. Oh, come back screen.
Sense that people know that this is from our company, so all the remote controls must have our will incorporate our logo and color in
yeah.
some way.
Yeah.
So perhaps our logo on the bottom or whatever you feel like you want to do. It doesn't have to be the color of our company, but another thing is that we probably would have to have that color and logo decided upon. I'm assuming that we already have one, but for the purposes of this meeting, I wasn't offered a type of logo or color, so if that could be some of the designs that would be recognizable.
It's probably our R in yellow.
Yes.
Yeah. The little R in yellow thing?
Yeah, I think.
On a target group and the functions of the remote control. So we already know that it'll just be for the targeting, it won't have teletext, but you know, we can discuss those other options that you brought up, Genevieve.
Okay, so are we going to write off the LCD option? Yeah.
Most people feel about that?
Yeah.
Okay, so no LCD, no teletext, and no voice recognition. Yeah. Never heard of it.
Yeah. I don't know about other countries besides the UK. Do you know if anywhere else? Was it?
More research probably. All right. Was it a management decision that the
It was a management decision, so it's pretty much out of our hands at this point.
Okay.
So I guess we're looking at something rather simple.
Well, I guess just from my findings, it looks like we want to minimize buttons. And what was the word they used? Findability is important.
I think we should definitely go ahead with the alarm system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that could be inexpensive because we could use the same kind of infrared.
Yeah, the same signal.
The same signal through that, and it could just like a little beeping noise. It's not that expensive to do.
Just the same as a mobile phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The link between the
sort that out.
Okay.
research on that, right? Great. All right, and I'm sure that the glow-in-the-dark fluorescent whatever system is go ahead and take your interest
on the buttons. Or it doesn't. It could be a tactile thing as well, right? If we're minimizing buttons, we might be able to make them actually larger, and there's something on it. You know, like up arrow, down arrow for volume, and I don't know what we could do for channels. The numbers themselves, but then the like up button and down button for the channel changing. Yeah. I just thought that it might be sucking more battery power if it is a light up. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And also, having mentioned before, like how it should be accessible to everybody.
Yeah.
So like big buttons and for people who are visually impaired,
yeah.
Going
mm-hmm.
down for light up won't make any difference anyway. So it's not tactile, that's good. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, somehow we could maybe possibly incorporate both so that
mm-hmm.
yeah.
the buttons could maybe be in the shape of the numbers themselves and
yeah.
be made out of some sort of glow-in-the-dark
mm-hmm.
material.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
I don't think that glow-in-the-dark material, like the actual soft plastic, costs that much more than other colors.
Not these days, I mean, it's quite.
Yeah.
I guess the other option, referring to the battery thing, is you know how cell phones will light up for 15 seconds or
yeah.
something when you're.
Yeah.
And then it goes, so if you're like changing the volume during a movie, I'm thinking of most when you're watching a movie, you turn all the lights off, right?
Yeah.
And you don't turn on the lights to turn it down because there's suddenly an explosion and it's going to wake up the baby. So if you touch the button, it kind of reactivates it. It lights up for on self-timer. Oh, just if it was kind of the same way that a cell, you know, a cell phone will light up for about 10, 15 seconds when you touch a button after having not touched it for a while.
Yep.
If instead of a constant light up on the remote control, if it lights up for 10 seconds when it's touched again. Yeah, and you touch it and it just kind of lights up a bit and it gives a faint
yeah.
glow. So if you have all the lights off in your living room,
yeah.
you'll temporarily see it because usually you're not fiddling around with it for more than 10 seconds.
Okay, so.
Mm-hmm.
I think the shape of the numbers is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I think
that's
engineering
as well.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
I think it could be good because if it's that softer rubber material, it'll be better for people with
RSI. What was it
called? Oh,
yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
The.
Yeah, sort of like hard buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to go for the glow in the dark look? Or do we want to go for the lighting up? Like, should we do both or we can't one or the other? Because it might, for design purposes, I mean, the lighting up thing might be better because
mm-hmm.
glow in the dark material has a funny kind of color.
I was going to say, it.
Different like face plates that you might come up with?
Exactly. It might be perceived as tacky, glow in the dark. It's kind of like 80s neon style, whereas we're trying to be trendy and fashionable, so.
I was thinking if it was going to drop, you could put the real reaction symbol was going to drop, and then it would be constantly advertised.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
every time the lift up, you could light that up.
Yeah,
or
with the same thing, I
mean,
if you touch the button,
yeah.
and then
yeah.
it could be lit up as well. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so I think that that completes most of our more practical decisions, and now it's up to designing and making sure this can be feasible.
Well,
and do you have any
Oh, sorry.
Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, well, I'm just gonna throw out there the thought about personalizing the remote control. Because you mentioned face plates. So I don't know if there's something that like five different face plates. I don't know if this will start making it more complicated, but it could increase the popularity of the remote. Yeah, you can have it. Exactly, like an iPod, exactly, or like mobile. And I don't know if we'd want to go with, TV show themes or something like a Bart Simpson faceplate. But exactly. You could start off with three, and if we hit it big, then we can add some on. Right.